Currently, the district's policy allows the administration to approve the publicity of public events or distribution of promotional materials which extend cultural, recreational, artistic, or educational opportunities to the community and which do not promote any particular commercial interest or religious belief. The board approved striking the words "or religious belief." Member Tim Fulton asked the superintendent for a clarification.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand what that's saying there. So could you help me, Steve?
Well, I believe what it's trying to say is that if Young Life wanted to advertise, or if the Catholic Church wanted to advertise, that they would have the ability to do that.
We can't restrict.
We can't restrict it.
Even if it's a coven that wants to do it.
Board President Tom Connolly and Superintendent Bradshaw explained that the policy would lift restrictions on the distribution of any religious promotional materials in schools. Member Lon Garrison asked if it was a legal issue, and Bradshaw responded in the affirmative, adding that it was a recommendation of the Association of Alaska School Boards. The policy revision passed unanimously on first reading. Member Cass Pook was absent. District business manager David Arp told the school board Wednesday that the cost of school lunches was expected to rise over the next 4 years and that for the first time since 1994, the price students paid would go up as well. Since 1994, U.S. Department of Agriculture reimbursements for low and no-cost lunches have offset the price all students paid for meals. Last year, a Search Steps to Healthier Southeast grant contributed an additional $1 per meal to allow the district to buy the enhanced menu, including more whole grains and vegetables. The STEPS grant has run out. ARP says he'll negotiate with NANA management to try and retain some of the features of the enhanced menu next year. ARP suggested a phase-in of price increases. High school lunches are $2 this year. Next year, if the board accepts the plan, that will raise to $2.72. By 2014, the price of lunch at the high school will be $3.97. The school board recommended awarding a bid in the amount of $820,000 to re-roof Kootki Shaheen Elementary School. City project manager Kelly Cropper said that the winning bid came from Interior Alaska Roofing. Funding for the project was awarded by the state legislature. Cropper said that it was a design-build contract in order to improve gutters and other issues on the 21-year-old school. The contractor plans to use Malarkey Legacy Shingles, which have a 50-year materials warranty plus guarantee the installation. The Kootki Shaheen roof was not included in the extensive district re-roofing only 2 years ago. Superintendent Steve Bradshaw said that a few people were getting callbacks on that project to take a look at the high school.
Don't need to panic at this point, but we've discovered some problems with the high school roof. It's not leaking. But when we did the other two roofs, they fastened those down with screws. When they did this roof, they put it down with glue. And some of the particle board that they put there is now buckling up.
Bradshaw said the district maintenance supervisor had contacted all the parties involved in the project, including the architect and the manufacturer, and that he believed the district was not in financial jeopardy on the matter. The school board heard about plans to beautify the exterior of Blatchley Middle School. Principal Joe Rabideau and parent Lisa Bush said they had been in touch with local artist Tommy Joseph about designs for sprucing up the building's exterior with a couple of murals and Northwest Coast carvings. Bush, who spearheaded fundraising for the mural on the Marine Services Building, said she had written a grant from the CrossFit Foundation, which underwrites projects related to children's health.
And what concerned the CrossFit Foundation is the mental health of children at Blatchley, and that the aesthetics of the building, it's been shown over and over again that the aesthetics of a building really have a big impact on children's attitudes towards the school. So that's really their big impetus in supporting this project.
Bush explained that the centerpiece of the project would be two carved circular panels representing Raven and Eagle placed over the main entrance and a mural on the gym. And in keeping with its usual practice, the school board recognized the achievements of numerous students in a variety of programs. One student in particular, fifth grader Miles Chadwick, placed first in the Sitka Emblem Club's American Essay Contest and took third in the state. Board President Tom Connolly asked Chadwick about his essay.
I just wrote about what liberty meant to us, and my teacher really helped us, and we were talking about government, how we're so fortunate because we had a good government, and in some places the government can just say, write only good things about me, but here you have freedom of press.
Miles Chadwick is a fifth grader in Emily Rogers' class at Keith Gushaheen Elementary.